They used to use them to the red, but now they don't use them now. It's a doctor remedy that has come in. They don't use them now like they used to. You know about how they'll go to the doctor, you give them a dose of light drops and things. Eat some drink off of it and have the least whiskey in it.
Make you forget about feeling bad anyway. I reckon.
So, when my dad-in-law died, he was, he was 80 something years old. And had never been to the doctor. And he got sick, he took acute indigestion. And he was in the field working. And the man that he was working for was a mailman. And he told another man to get my husband word that his daddy was sitting there and carried him to the doctor. And he had just went to town. He was there with Dr. Taylor. He had just went to town. And when he got there, his daddy was sick. So he brought him on home. And he died, didn't he? From that. Doctor said he had acute indigestion.
Yes, ma'am.
And so his stomach bowels had tied and couldn't get him on the lock when he now be like the day he is now. If you get like that, be quick with the doctors can do something for you then.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. But back then it wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Did you call the different utensils that you used to eat with, you just used?
Knife and fork.
Or
spoon.
Or say if people are having some kind of meat, they might have a set of steak.
Steak knife.
Say, when you got through with a meal, what did you do with the dirty dishes? You had to, first of all...
I put them in the sink to wash.
And then after you washed them, you did what?
Drain them. And, well, I got a drain bowl in there. Right. I just put them on there.
Yes, ma'am.
And those that I'm using regularly. And then when I get ready to use them, Sophia will fly some of them, I got to wash them again.
And after a woman washes the dishes, then she...
dries them and put them up. Drain them.
Well, first to get the soap suds off of them, she has to...
Oh, rinse them.
When you're washing dishes, do you have a cloth or rag that you use?
I have a cloth over there.
What about when you're drying?
Well, most of the time you don't, when you have a drain bowl that way, drain them, you don't have to dry them.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, not in particular, because they're drained, dried. If you take them up then and put them up, you won't have to wash them over. And like I let mine sit, that's what I did. I spread the flour done got on.
Yeah.
Kids keep the screen over it, don't see that over there. They don't care, and sometimes the flies are not bad here. I don't have them too much.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'd be scared when I lit on something. I wash it twice.
Right. Well, if you did use some kind of cloth or rag when you're drying, what would you call that?
A dry cloth. I have a dry cloth and a dish cloth. One is called a dry cloth to dry the dishes with, and the other is called a dish cloth to wash them.
Well, when you're taking a bath, what about a cloth that you might use to bathe your face?
A washcloth.
Mm-hmm. And the big one that you dry off with, that's a
towel.
Okay. In your kitchen, that thing that water comes out of over the sink, do you call that a...
Mm-hmm.
What about the thing in your yard that you hook a hose up to?
Call it a speaker too.
You know, in wintertime, when it gets cold around here, you ever have... any trouble with your pipes?
Mm-hmm. I had two troubles with mine this year. One.